welcome to Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, the channel for the Council of Love and author of The Great Awakening, and myself, Suzanne Maresca, sitting in for Graham Duyer. It's awesome to be here with you this morning, while our guest is St. Francis to discuss the quality of charity. The Council of Love defines charity as the ability, the genuine ability, to share all things, material, spiritual, and emotional, based on the true understanding that there's always enough for all to thrive and we're all richer in the joint expression of sharing. A heartfelt need to be generous, knowing knowledge and gifts are never intended solely for one person. Feel free to join us with your questions and comments by calling 323-784-9697 and then press 1 so I know you have a question or comment. This week we'll continue on the fly taking callers by area code. When we're ready to start doing that, I'll say your area code and bring you on the air. I'm excited to be speaking with St. Francis this morning, and I'm just feeling so fortunate to be able to. Welcome, Linda. Good morning.
Hi there, Suzanne. Welcome, and welcome everybody listening in, or who will be listening in. Yeah, I think this is going to be a wonderful show. Charity is something I think that really needs to be highlighted, that we can all benefit from a deeper understanding of this blessing and virtue, because somewhere along the way, I think charity got lost or misunderstood or minimized. So it's really great to have time to spend together and with St. Francis to really bring it back to the front and center of our consciousness.
Yeah, I agree. It's completely needed. And in sharing what we have and what's available to us, we invite flow to happen, and flow is a vital component of abundance. And even for those who haven't got material things to share, the intention for everyone to prosper and thrive together is a sharing well beyond a gathering of assets.
Oh, I so agree. In fact, as I was sitting here and I was thinking about that very thing and rereading, you know, that these blessings and virtues have all been channeled, as you well know. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we tend to think of charity in terms of money, we tend to think of it, you know, well, I gave my, you know, $2.50 or whatever a week to the United Way, or we have our favorite charities. Mm-hmm. And we think of charity very often in terms of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet, it is so much bigger than that. And my small self was thinking, I think that some of the stingiest people on the planet, and this is a personal opinion, obviously, that I'm sharing, oh my God, on air, are people who won't share their feelings.
Oh.
Yeah. Their emotions. And, you know, that is such a part of who we are and how we progress and how we open and thrive. And we've all had that experience where somebody's going through something either really blissful or really difficult. And we say, you know, what's going on? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Or how are you feeling? Fine. It's like,
well,
it is such a slap in the face.
It's difficult, and I have to say at this point, and I'll probably get in trouble for this, for making it a gender issue, but in our society, men have been conditioned not to share their feelings, which is
exactly.
Great frustration for the women.
Yeah, and that's true, and I think that's part of the shift as well, is that each of us realizing, and particularly, you know, in our masculine self, whether it's being a guy or a woman, is that so often we are under the impression that being strong and silent is somehow really strong, that it's a strength, that it's valor, that it's courage, it's stamina.
Right.
And in fact, if we opened a little and shared a little and allowed that flow and exchange,
yeah,
that we would get rid of the issue, the illusion, the belief system, what Steve Becko would call a vasana, so much more quickly. Because there's nothing better than feeling that you're supported, that somebody hears you or really feels what you're communicating. And it's not a matter of giving it away. It's not a matter of, you know, not being responsible for who you are. But it feels better. And I think that the male portion of the population is really coming to realize that. And certainly with a little help from their friends, both on the female side and the other side, as it were.
Well, I mean, I have to say that I feel for men at this point because it's kind of running the balance between, you know, I don't think any woman wants her man to be, you know, crumbling and into a puddle and all that sort of thing. In some ways, it's a tough balance to walk in between being sensitive and expressive and at the same time, you know, an anchor and you know, really strong in a relationship. Not that a woman can't be incredibly strong in a relationship, but, you know, I think there's, in any relationship, it's like with two people, sometimes one person can be really strong while the other sort of falls apart. When both are falling apart at the same time, that would be a problem, but hopefully it doesn't usually work that way.
No, I don't think it does. I think sometimes it does, obviously, but I think by and large, and you know, just even historically, I'm at that age where I tend to call myself a new age hippie, but that hippie part of me, that part of me that is a very ardent feminist, and went through, you know, the corporate ladder and because I had a lot of illnesses, you learn that you're supposed to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of that pendulum, I think, for us as well, as women, as it's coming back and we are so anchoring the divine feminine and those energies and what it really means, it is allowing us to nurture ourselves as well as others. And sometimes the strength is in admitting, you know, I'm lying on the floor bleeding. Could you please help me?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it comes down to fear and survival issues. Like if we show somebody that we're kind of like cats, you know. Cats do that, and they know that if they're out in the wild and they show some kind of weakness, they are likely to become dead meat. So all these old survival things that kind of live in our bones, I think these are the things that we need to let go of because, and it's difficult to let go of them when we still see chaos in the world around us, but once again, it comes down to trust and faith and knowing that the time is here to do that and that it's really okay.
And I think the same goes for the charity aspect of our spirituality as well. And of course, I think that this show and the privilege to be on this show with you is part of that sharing of our spiritual journey, that sometimes it's not been permitted or welcomed in our society to really talk about our spiritual journey, or we have a hesitance to really admit spiritually what's going on, not only in terms of, you know, the dark night of the soul, but also when we are in that place of such incredible excitement and expansion and really cool things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning more to share that. And, of course, as light workers, love bearers, I mean, that's part of our job. Yes, we share through our expanded field.
Right.
We also share through chatting. When people say to you, you know, what's going on with you? What's new?
Yeah, it's true. I agree. And the whole, you know, spiritual expansion thing, I would say that sometimes it's a little bit unnoticeable. In the whole, you remember when The Secret first came out? That was quite a while ago. And it was really delightful that it was getting out into mainstream media, that we could create our experiences and draw things to ourselves. Wow, I can't believe I forget what I was talking about. Amazing, right on air. Okay.
But that's okay, because it was the same when you know, there has been media coverage, like the Oprah, when she did that whole Tolle course.
Yes.
And it's the same idea that it's okay to open and talk about what's happening with you spiritually, and spiritually being not just what we have thought of traditionally as religion.
Right.
Not that religion or traditions are excluded.
Right.
But that you can be having enormous and expansive spiritual experiences.
Yeah.
And never have set foot in a church or a mosque or a temple.
That's true. Well, I remembered my point, I'm so happy to say. In the beginning of, you know, doing the things having to do with the secret, I was all about gathering things to myself, you know, things that would help my own life and all that sort of thing. And while it's true that we do need to see to our own needs first, it wasn't long before, in my daily meditations, I started shifting from, you know, the things that I want for my own life to just knowing that when I allow the energy to come through me for the benefit of all concerned, all that is, for everyone in the collective, my needs will be taken care of. I don't need to start powering in what I want for myself. I can put that out there and then forget about it and know that in service, it's just going to come to me. So doing the collective work is one of the most powerful ways that we can help ourselves, which is sharing our spirituality, and even in the invisible ways of, you know, not putting up a shingle and saying I'm a healer, but just doing the work every day, the light and energy work, and that's just as much charity as giving your money to somebody.
Oh, it sure is. In fact, in some ways, it's even, I think, more potent, because you're doing it in a quiet, anonymous way. You're not waving the flag that I'm generous. You're just doing your work.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
So what do you think? Is it time for one of your beautiful meditations that I always appreciate?
I think that's a great idea. And I thought, as we started, that the color of charity is green.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought we'd do a little extra today and just send some generous energy and sharing spiritual, mental, emotional support to everybody who's been involved or affected by the incident, let's put it that way,
okay,
in Boston.
Great idea. Beautiful.
So it's one of the ways in which we can come together in community, not to buy into drama,
mm-hmm,
not to analyze or suppose what's going on, but simply to send support.
Yeah, I agree. Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, ma'am.
Yeah, all righty. Yeah.
So let's begin by just relaxing and feel yourself letting go of the day, letting go of the week that lies ahead, and expressing some gratitude and charity to your sweet self for taking this time to receive and be, to give and be. So feel yourself getting heavier in your chair, in your car seat, on your bed, on the floor, wherever you are. And make sure that you're comfortable, because part of the way that we do meditation together isn't in assuming certain positions or poses, but making sure that your body is comfortable and not getting in the way, not distracting you. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of beautiful green in through your nose, as if it's filling the entire cavity of your head, out through your mouth, and as you're exhaling, you're letting go of debris of stress, of sadness, of fear, of distress, and you're sinking deeper into your heart chakra, which is this wonderful emerald green. But the green that we're breathing this morning is this wonderful fresh green, the color of new mowed lawn, of grass, when it's vibrant and covered in dew, of the new leaves of spring, not when they're in buds, but just when the leaves pop out, of green beach glass, of the green of the stems of daffodils and daisies and buttercups. Breathe green. And this is the green, the ray of St. Francis, our beloved master, who knows what it is to be human, and who is so perfect to teach us the understandings and the knowing of charity. So bring in the green. Feel the air around you. Turn from sheer energy to this wonderful green. And feel that slight moisture touch your face, in your hair, in your hands. Feel yourself lie back in that field of grass. And relax. And fill your heart. And bring all your attention to your heart. And simply be. Greetings, I am Francis. But you can call me Frank. Welcome. Welcome, my beloved friends, my allies, Earth Keepers, beloved of Gaia, beloved of Raphael, beloved of all. So why do I say you can call me Frank? It is because in the time when I have lived, Francis was a very common name. And it was also a time when formality was very prevalent. But as I left my life, and note that I say my life, not my family, but the life of ease, of what some believed was a life of ease, behind. I wish to also let go of those trappings that kept me in a box of behaviors, of beliefs, of customs, of traditions that did not serve or feed my soul. And so I say, call me Frank, because as I walk amongst you these days, you would call me by this lesser name, this more informal name. And I would be your buddy and friend because I am. Well, my beloved friends, let us speak of charity. Let us speak of the ability to give and to receive. Because this is an aspect of charity that is often overlooked. It is one thing to be generous, yes, with your mind, your heart, your emotions, your ideas, your beliefs, your spiritual path. But if there is not a recipient on the other end, what good is it? So I am also speaking to you this day about the ability to receive, because it is part of the balance. It is the part of the balance of your life, and it is part of the balance of the universe, and it is certainly the balance of charity. So often, again, if you look back through history, people will say that they are good individuals. Now, that is a form of self-judgment, is it not? But they will say that they are good because they adhere to certain regimens of society, and that they are charitable, that they give to the poor. Well, that may or may not be true. I do not say that in disdain. In fact, there is not enough giving to the poor. There is not enough of that equalization upon the planet, but it will come. That is a bit of another topic, so I will not talk about it. But let us talk about the ability to receive the sweetness of energy. When one extends themselves in the fullness of heart and in the fullness of knowledge that they are richer in every meaning of the word by giving and by receiving, because in the giving is the receiving as well. It is that feeling that you have shared the abundance of gifts that have been bestowed upon you. So in this moment, my dear friend, my earth allies, let us extend our compassion, our support, our healing, not only to those who are affected by this atrocity in Boston, but to all beings upon the planet who suffer from violence. Let us send the healing green, of course, to those in Boston, to those who have been injured, maimed, killed, and to the families, to the city, and to everybody who has read about this senseless act of violence. Let us send it directly to their heart and cocoon them in the gentle green. But let us also send it to every soldier, regardless of what flag they serve or believe they serve, who lies bleeding with their legs shot off or their arms, who wonder in the dark of the night if they will live through the day and if they are doing the right thing. Let us send the green generously to the families of those who are serving in such ways. It is not our place to judge any being. Yes, it is our place to be discerning and to show the way to peace, tranquility, in the truest sense of the word, which means the sharing of all kinds of resources, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional. Let us send the grain to the mothers who do not have enough food for their children. And let us send it to the fathers who feel inadequate because they feel that they do not provide enough. Let us send it to all the animals. And at this time, I ask for particular consideration for the elephants and the rhinoceros who carry the energy of the Divine Mother, of the feminine nurturing, because they are processing a great deal for the collective, not merely for the animal kingdom, but for the humans, that the humans may come along with them. Let us send the green to Gaia, directly to her heart. And now, my sweet beloveds, let us send it to each other. Let me give you my love, my green, my healing, my support. That you will know that you are supported and loved, and the extension of your generosity that you give every day from the sweetness of your being without even thinking about it is known and appreciated throughout the universe. You are cherished. This is the meaning of charity. It is the sharing of your sacred self, of who you are. And charity, in its truest sense, is a very courageous act, because it is extending yourself and wanting to share, not to fix, not to change direction, but to simply share. So the understanding of charity, as it has come to be understood as assistance, is actually incorrect or incomplete, because it is the desire to simply share. And in that, it is a very much the movement of charity, is the movement of the infinity. It flows out to the person and back to you, out and back, out and back, and you are meeting in the middle of that figure eight. And so it matters not whether you are giving to the entire planet or to your dearest friend. It is that endless flow of love. That is what we practiced and lived. Practice seems like an artificial word. It was how we lived in community. And it is how you live and are coming to live, and how I will live with you again in community. Charity is never an effort. It's not a burden. It is quintessential joy. You share because it is joyous. Whether it is saying to a friend, look at that bird, look at the cardinal, the hummingbird, the hawk, the eagle, the bumblebee. And you both gaze and smile, and you have shared this unique moment that will never occur again. It is when you reach out and you connect. That is the core of charity. It is not impersonal. It is very personal. It does not matter whether you are giving $1 billion to an organization. It is personal. It is not about not caring. It is about caring passionately. There is so much to talk about this day. Dear heart, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much, and welcome, Frank. It's such a pleasure having you here with us on this beautiful morning, and there's so much about what you just said. We could go on for a long time. I love that you pointed out that being able to receive is also charity, that the... you know, what I just got from what you said is that intimacy, the ability to be intimate, is also charity. Like Linda was saying before, sharing your feelings and sharing yourself, which for many people is facing fear. Receiving from all sources is just a wonderful thing, and focusing on the animals, I just would love to focus on the animals, but... and I also love that you said that you're coming back, so there's so many questions I have, but... for one thing, as usual, the Council of Love has expanded my view of each of the divine qualities, and as we discuss each one, it's becoming clear that it's our natural, original blueprint to live by these virtues. And charity feels to be especially meaningful right now, seeing once again how humans come through for one another in a crisis. And over again, we show ourselves to be much more likely to reach out a helping hand than to turn away, and events in Boston are no exception. Would you say that it's most helpful for people to focus on that unity and brotherhood rather than the social illness at the root of such things?
Yes, I would. And let me tell you why. It is part of what you are creating. And it is part of also why I walked away from what I called my life. Now, I knew that in that society, of which I was a very popular part, so it is not that I am not familiar with the paradigm of social illness, shall we say. But if I participate in that, if I put my focus on that, then that is what I am paying attention to.
Right.
And so it is not that I say that there is a right or a wrong way. There is only your way. But in my perspective and how I choose to guide you and suggest ideas to you this day is when you are focused on unity, when you are focused on the building of community in every sense of the word. And community is very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
When you really pay attention to that, then what you are doing is pushing out and away and in fact destroying, eliminating that false grid of greed, of lack, of limitation, of hatred, of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are not living it. You are creating something that is entirely different. Now, I am not suggesting, nor would it be appropriate for me to suggest in this time and phase of the human evolution that each of you go off and join a monastery. That is not the idea at all. This is a time of building community, but not outside the realm, but within the realm. There is an expression that you have that it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly the kind of thing that I am speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s that the channel talked about, there were many communes that were set up to be cooperative entities so that people could live in like-heartedness. Now, I am not suggesting that you go out and join a commune either, although what you are going to find is that that idea of communal living is going to resurface in new and interesting ways, particularly in the cities of light.
Mm.
But if you focus only on destruction, if you focus only on the illness and not on the restoration of what you wish to bring in, then you are missing half the equation.
Hmm. Exactly.
Now, there is always the naysayers, even in my time, that say, Frank, you are being exceptionally naive. To which I would say, well, thank you. People see this as an insult, do they not?
Usually.
But you know, what is underlying that is they are saying, well, you don't understand how things really work. You are an innocent. To which I say thank you.
Yeah.
I choose to to be an innocent, because in the innocence, the awe and the wonder of knowing what is possible, I choose to create what is joyful and generous and supportive, rather than simply accepting a paradigm that has very obviously demonstrated itself as not working. It is hundreds and hundreds of years later, and still people are in the illusion that somehow these societies based on greed and the collection of riches works. That is absurd.
That's true.
So as you can see, my friend, there are times when I am quite political.
If I might ask for you to speak to, I had a conversation with Linda the other day about, before these times, we would have disparagement or, ridicule for someone who chose to ignore something, hoping that it would go away. And that's certainly true in terms of personal work. Really can't ignore your personal work and have it go away. At the same time, if we could find a balance between that actually being true, because what we pay attention to grows, as you pointed out. So if we choose to put our attention on love and charity and all the virtues and being our good, true, beautiful, divine selves, and know what's going on and have compassion for the people that are doing harmful things, and then forget about it, because it just feels like at this point the more attention we pay to it, the bigger that gets, so correspondingly the less attention we pay. We understand what's going on, but we pay it no more attention, and we certainly don't give it any more power. So could you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, and there is a fine line. And, in my day, so often they called that what you needed to ignore was temptation.
Mm.
Is that not a funny word? But let us talk about this ability to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a quality, and again, an issue of balance and philosophy. Now, there are those of you who have chosen in this journey to go to the places of what Archangel Michael has renamed intensity, but that we used to call chaos and mayhem.
Oh.
It is the places of great busyness and places of incredible transformation potential. But within that creative centers, there are many temptations, old grids, old beliefs that have need to be eliminated,
mm-hmm.
destroyed, simply fade away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you a very practical example. If your child, you have the terrible twos, and is that not awful to say that? But you will all understand what I am talking about. And the child is throwing a tantrum, kicking and screaming and simply acting out, and in fact learning the edge of their emotional reality,
mm-hmm.
their spectrum. And that is important because not all emotions initially are positive. You have need to examine your shadow self. And that is one of the earliest examples, when you are throwing a tantrum. So the child is throwing a tantrum. They are kicking and screaming. The parent, the mother, the caretaker, is looking and observing, making sure that the child is safe, not banging their head on the edge of the furniture, not in any way putting themselves in harm's way. And finally what happens is the baby, the child, runs out of steam and they fall asleep and they look like a newborn angel. That is when you ignore. You are vigilant. You are paying attention. You are aware of what is going on. But you are simply ignoring.
That's perfect.
You are not giving it additional energy, but you are also honoring the child that they are having this experience and they are choosing this experience.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would bring your attention, of course, is if the child had put themselves in a position where they were close to the edges of sharp furniture or sharp objects or hurting themselves in any way, then you would, of course, you would do intervention. Now, the form of intervention that you as light workers and love holders do is twofold, depending on your role. If you are one that has volunteered to go to the heart of chaos, then you may be holding and being the beacon of light, the anchor of love, and simply beaming into that chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may be part of a spiritual or a physical healing team, a SWAT team, a spiritual SWAT team. And you may be doing emotional, psychological, mental intervention within that chaos. But if that is not your role, if you have chosen to be one of the beings who works in the what we would call the perimeter, from the place of external, the quiet places, not that you do not go to the places of mayhem, you do, but they exhaust you, they make you feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
They do not agree with your temperament spiritually, mentally, or physically. What you do is you are aware, you send energy and healing on a daily basis, in your peace meditations, in your healing meditations, and then you ignore.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you are ignorant. So do not confuse ignore with ignorant. It means that you are not adding energy to the drama.
Yes.
And in so doing, in not adding the energy to the drama, what you are doing is actually diffusing the drama. So, for example, right now, there is a great deal of drama around this incident in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you deal with this? Do not forget that you are truth bearers. And the truth of the universe, the truth that I have learned from the mother, is there is only love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is distraction.
Right.
So while there are many who are saying, well, we need to get the truth on this. We need to get to the bottom of this. And everyone is having their opinions. And what does that do? It creates more drama.
Right.
When what is really needed is more love. Love for those who are hurt and suffering. Love for those who have been confronted by violence, witnessed violence, and that includes those who were glued to their TV sets, watching this again and again and again.
Mm.
So you send the love. The truth is there is only love. The rest is the human race trying to take various actions to bring violence front and center, and there have been many examples of late, to say to the collective, are you sure you really want this? And you may say no, but if you are participating and involving yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually in that, then in fact you are speaking out of both sides of your mouth. You are saying no, but you are participating.
Right.
So you can't do that. So that is the whole point. Ignore, not be ignorant.
Right. And I would also add to send love to the people that are causing the harm as well. I think that's an important part of our evolution, is it not?
It is a vital part of the evolution. When I say today that community is the focus, we mean the community of all.
Oh.
So it is not just to send the healing and the love to those who have been what you would think of as victims. It is also to send it to those who have been the perpetrators, because the perpetrators, whomever they are living in a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, but they do not know that. And what I say is that makes it even harder.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. This is a perfect example of compassion, of forgiveness, and of charity. Charity is not latitude. As we say, it is the balance. And you do not have community without charity. And inside charity is an element of forgiveness.
Yes. Well, before we start taking callers, I was wondering if I could just ask you one more thing. You referred to coming back. So you'll be coming back.
I plan to walk the earth again. Yes, I do.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that. I guess
so am I. Many of us, you know, are returning. We have talked about this for a long time, but the expression that we would have is the time is nigh. Now, do not worry. I will not stop overlighting the new pope. Mm-hmm. We are having a wonderful cooperation together. But, yes, I will walk the planet yet again. In its verdant green, I will sit on the earth and kiss Gaia.
So, gosh, this may be a silly question. I'm just wondering, so do you take then human form as in like our new crystalline form, or a human form that, or is it just, you know, since you're a light body, you can take whatever form you want?
I can take any form I want. I guess I could come back as a bird. As you know, I have a wonderful affinity for our winged friends.
Yes.
They taught me all about angels. But my plan is to come back as a human being. Yes, it would be crystalline in form.
Mm-hmm.
And to come back, I think your expression would be in my prime.
As we're all looking forward to being.
Yes, well, you are already in your prime. Sometimes you just don't know it.
Oh.
But yes, I will be the one wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Delightful, and maybe we can play Frisbee.
I would like that.
Me too.
Because I love to play.
Oh,
that
good.
Is what the animals are so proficient and good at teaching us.
Mm-hmm.
It is to play.
Yeah. All right. So, Frank, are we ready for some callers?
We are.
Awesome. All right. So, let's see. Area code 778. Welcome to the show. And are you with us?
Yes, it's Therese in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hello. Welcome.
It feels like my heart has been touched by love at the deepest levels that I never, ever knew how to give myself. And now I've found a way to bring the love that I know in the present now back to myself in my infancy and my early years as a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I feel that love from myself as a child that is healing the traumas and the chronic touch deprivation I felt as a baby.
Mm.
And it's utterly, utterly, utterly transformed my life. So I'm finally, for the first time in my life, practicing loving myself and loving my neighbor as I love myself. A second, I wanted to ask, I love you, and I don't relate to communicating my love, texting on the internet. There's a certain power in the vibration of the voice. I'd rather, you know, meet with you in person and just say hi. But is there a message line that I could convey my respect and appreciation and love for you with my voice vibration when the moment comes? Like, is there a way for me to communicate?
A dear heart, hi, Therese. You are doing it right now.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And so this is recorded. And we will hear it again and again and again. And every being who ever listens to it throughout time and space will feel and know your love, your charity. So for this, I thank you.
I'd like to speak to Saint or to Frank with the Pope and the overlighting, and I felt an unction, a profound unction of love, that I have learned to apologize to the Aboriginal people coming from severe Dutch Calvinist Protestant, very judgmental, but the whole polity of how I was raised participated in the utter decimation of beautiful Aboriginal souls. And my way of healing and apology is to learn the depths of magic in the medicine wheel, in the four directions, in all my relations. And now I feel that electricity of love of all animals, all plants. When I'm walking on concrete and asphalt, underneath that I feel the phantom energies of the forest and the trees and the everything that's underneath it all. And I wanted to bless Kevin Arnett. I almost met him in Vancouver here at the A&W, but somehow we missed paths. I wanted to say, Kevin, instead of holding the Pope to a punishment, what about holding the Catholic truth to convey the very magic of the very people that were abused and sexually abused and culturally and spiritually abused? How about transforming the Catholic rosary system or the education system or the church system into a heartbeat of unconditional love and practice
and
the very value.
And it is so, you are in community. So go in peace,
yeah,
my friend. Farewell.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Catania, is that you?
Oh, yes. It's
okay,
me.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello. Greetings to you all. I really also felt the love from you, Charisse. And I bless you, Suzanne. And I bless you, St. Francis and Frank. So my question for today is, Frank, can you give me an exercise for me to get into this beautiful circle of charity and of sharing more and more? I do it in my everyday life. I greet people and I smile and I sing and I whistle, and it's awesome. I have great days. And I want to increase that even more. I really want to bring Nova Earth and to co-create it. And maybe you have a brilliant advice for me.
If this is an exercise that I am suggesting for you, my sweet friend, and for many, see yourself as if you are sitting on an enormous piece of grass and form a circle. And it may be a wheel, a medicine wheel, or a clock, but truly it is the circle of one. It is the infinite circle of all. See yourself at the center of that circle, at the center of the clock. Then visit each moment, each hour, each second, and feel that you are giving and receiving from each point within that circle. Now, for some of you, this can be done in silence. For you, dear heart, it can be done in song or whistling. Then when you are done, and you will not do the whole circle or the whole clock every day, sometimes you will find yourself stuck at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. It matters not. Sit in the center and simply receive. And then the key, be in gratitude. Be in that place of balance, so that you are in the place of charity. And be conscious. Be conscious, my friend, that you not only give, for which you are very generous, but that you also receive. Receive not only from this side and from the animals, the trees, the earth, the sky, but also from the people. Meet their eyes. Allow their warmth to touch you. Allow their smile to quench your loneliness. Allow their being to intermingle and dance with yours. This is what I ask you to do.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Blessings.
Blessings.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Okay, area code 972. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Philip calling from suburban Dallas.
Oh, hello.
And hi. Frank, are you, sir?
Yes, I most certainly am.
I am calling to try to get some understanding of an experience I had a little while ago. From your perspective, or just a perspective of your side of life, I was driving in suburban Dallas here, and I happened to pass by someone on the side of the road who seemed to be out of place, and that we actually made eye contact across several cars in a busy intersection, and I was trying to figure out, it seemed somewhat supernatural, I would say. So trying to maybe get some perspective from, you know, a higher perspective on what exactly happened there.
Oh, many angels, many guides, many masters are operating all the time. So what you have done, dear heart, is you have literally seen with your heart. And you have seen one of your beloved guides.
Very cool, because that's exactly what I kind of thought was happening. It was actually a young child, like a 9 or 10 year old boy, standing on the side of the road, you know, during school hours. So it was very out of place and strange that they would be looking straight at me across 3 lanes of traffic and a moving vehicle.
And not out of place at all, so that you know. And remember, that child is not only innocent and vulnerable, but creative and playful. So embrace him.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Thank
you.
You
are
for
welcome, dear friend.
Okay, that's very nice. Okay, area code 970. Are you? Oh, hold on. Are you with us?
Good morning. Thank you all
Good
so
morning.
Much, dear ones. Hi, it's Judy.
Hi.
I had an interesting event at the Unity Church on last Saturday a week ago, and a group of us got together as a goddess kind of program, and some real spontaneous information came out of my mouth from time to time, and my life is in a bit of a twist now. It seems it's 1 forward and 9 back. And I'm just wondering if what happened that Saturday was more indicative of how I might be moving forward into the work that I came to do and to be living more from the heart of all of the 13 blessings and virtues in a balanced way.
That is absolutely correct, dear heart. And so what you have done is you have found the place where you are willing to generously share the energy that moves with and through you. So, yes, keep going.
So the chaos that I seem to be in will get me here to live to Sedona within a short period of time so that can continue?
It will continue wherever you choose to live. It will continue because you carry it within you. Dear heart, the blessings and virtues are not geographic. They are within you.
Yes, understood.
So yes, the chaos will subside.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Always my love.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got lots of callers today. It's wonderful. Area code 828. Are you with us?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. You're on the air.
Okay, great. I have a couple of questions, technical questions concerning the animals, plants, and humans on the earth, especially when Frank comes back. Is the sun changing and getting larger or putting off a different type of light, whiter rather than yellow? And global change, what effect, if the sun is changing and also climate changing, what effect will that have on all of us living on Earth? And will it be different when you come back, Frank?
The energy of the sun is actually pretty constant. What is occurring at a greater rate is your ability to perceive the energy and the rays of the colors, as you would think of it, in a different, more complete way. So your perception is expanding. And the climate changes that are taking place all over Gaia are part of her balancing and bringing herself into a position, can we say, of temperance. And we mean that in terms of her balance. Now, she is an incredibly diverse being. And as you know, she is in constant change. So there is always evolution and shifts in land mass, in water mass, in tectonic plates. She is dynamic. She is always in movement. We are always surprised when anyone thinks that the earth is stagnant. It is very strange. So she is adjusting. So what you are asking is, are we going to be destroyed, or are the animals going to be put in harm's way by climate changes? And the answer is no.
Oh, like I thought possibly the gorillas might go extinct or something like that eventually.
If, first of all, there are many extinct species that, well, you think of extinct, that are returning to Earth. Mm-hmm. And if you tune in or pay attention to some of your science channels or broadcasts or information systems, you will see that they are discovering things that they think are millions of years old, but in fact are extinct species returning to Earth at this time. So there may well be certain species, but it is very limited and does not include gorillas, who may choose to return to their star planets. But that is also part of their evolution and the completion of their journey. So it is not to be seen as something that is sad or tragic. It is something that will be understood in the fullness. There will be send-off parties.
That's wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Frank, if I may ask a question about animals, I just feel that they are such a gift and blessing to humanity. They're in service to us in so many ways that many people have no conception of. A couple of weeks ago, the Buddha gave us the information that when animals are killed or abused, that the spirit leaves the body before any trauma takes place. That would be a very, very comforting thought, especially in light of, say, the dolphins in Taiji and how they do that and hunt them and put them in captivity in the slaughter of whales. Would you please confirm that for me?
Yes, let me talk about this. First of all the animals, what you think of as that kingdom, are our teachers. You know this.
Yeah.
You know this innately. They are not just the teachers of love. They are the givers of love. And they are the teachers of balance, of survival, of how to proceed in community. But they have the capacity, and this is a human capacity as well. This is important to know because it is part of your evolution and part of your movement into the different dimensions, and particularly the fifth through seventh dimensions. Now, let us be clear. Violence is violence.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot ignore violent action because it has ramifications. Now, we are not saying to bring your energy to it, but you cannot simply pretend that it doesn't happen because Frank has told you that the animal spirit is gone. What occurs in those moments prior to what you think of as death is the spirit simply begins and jumps out, in some cases, their departure process. Now, normally what will occur is that the spirit of the animal, of course, will stay close enough to ensure, to observe that this vessel that has served them so fully, so kindly, so lovingly is complete. But if you are thinking in terms of the spirit experiencing that ravaging and violence, that is simply not the case.
Mm.
Now, that does not mean in the physical realm that that violence is not taking place, but it is an arrangement. It was part of the original plan for those who would take animal form, that that would be the case. It is simply part of divine design.
Mm.
Now, with humans, you see it as well. Now, because of the density of some of the human belief systems, not everybody, but many, stay and go through the pain, the suffering, the agony of a physical torture or death.
Mm.
But if you also have been in the presence of many who are at peace and who know that they are departing to a different plane, that they are taking their spirit elsewhere, you will also witness an incredible peacefulness and a sense of almost rapture or joy as that body lets go. Now, similarly, usually the human spirit is close by, although there are many times, especially in this era, where they simply shoot off and say farewell. But generally, they hover to ensure that the completion of the vessel is done and to make sure that although those are in attendance are all right.
Mm. Mm.
So it is simply the way of what you think of as death. You see it in the eyes.
Thank you so much, Frank, for being here with us today. It's been a real delight.
It is my joy.
Have you got any closing comments for us today?
Dear hearts, celebrate charity. Charity is a celebration, a party, a sharing, a generosity of your very core. Share your hearts, your heart knowing, your heart being. Share your core, your emotions. Yes, sadness, gladness. Let it out. Share the joy of being alive. And know that I am with you. Give the green generously, fully, every day. And yes, my final words to you is eat green. I would be remiss, and Raphael would call me to task, if I did not remind you, eat green. Go with my love.
Thank you so much.
Farewell.
Linda, are you with us?
I am.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Oh, wonderful. That was delightful.
Oh, you know, it gives us this sense of what I feel is that charity is so expansive, mm-hmm. and that we can practice practice it and receive it in so many ways.
Yes.
I tell you, and it's true. You know, I've had situations certainly in my life where I have been the recipient, and I don't just mean financial, but I do include financial, of remarkable charity. And I mean that in every sense of the word. One of our listeners, who will go unnamed, sent a donation through InLight Radio and the Hope Chest to me of $20. And that gift, because I knew what it meant to her,
mm-hmm.
I could feel it. I could feel it in the paper and the ink, was so phenomenal. Or when someone says to me, you know, I can see you're not feeling quite as energetic as you should, let me send you a little healing,
yeah,
or a little energy. Like those gifts, they make it all worthwhile. It's what keeps us going.
Yeah, that's true.
And it does, it expands in this sense of this unknown community. You know, I want to give a plug. The Council of Love, you know, we have these healing and creation teams. And the healing and creation teams have been in place, for umpteen years. And the healing and creation teams are made up entirely of volunteers. And they're teams of three individuals all over the planet. Like Germany will be matched with BC, with Australia. And it doesn't depend on any kind of healing, whether it's Reiki or 13th octave Laho Chi or prayer or drumming. It doesn't matter what. But those three people will work on you on either your creation or your healing,
mm-hmm.
For a week or more if you request it.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of requests that have been submitted through the Council of Love website over the past year has just exploded.
Yeah.
But it's so cool because this is like charity in action. These
right.
people do not know each other. They will never meet. And it's just sending to a stranger who's either in need or in pain or working on bringing something
right.
forward. They just send the energy and let it go. And the results of this charitable act are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I often think it is because there's no personal attachment. It's just like sending the love across the grid.
Yeah.
And so that's a special thank you, I guess, is really why I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
To those people who do this work.
Yeah.
And it's one of those situations where, thank God, we're not all down at the same time, because when you are, there's these people to help. Or when you're up and you're working on your new creation, there's people to help.
Okay.
So if you ever feel inspired or need a hand, we're always looking for volunteers. Go to the website and have a look. But know that it's there for you. And this is an act of our community, practicing healing and charity in action.
Okay,
so
this is your website?
It is. It's www.councilofloveof.com.
Beautiful.
And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It is just wonderful. And my prayer would be for the people that, you know, people do write in and that they're, you know, surrounded with negativity and people who just don't see and all that sort of thing. And I really feel for them. And I also would point out to them that they are, you know, they're in the right place and that their light can help and penetrate those that are around them that they are perceiving don't see things. So I think it all
That's really a good point, Susie, because it's really hard when you're trying to share your light, to be that generosity and charity, and to reach out to people and they just poo-poo you.
Yes.
So, Yeah, no, you're not alone, and you certainly, you are where you're supposed to be, believe it or not.
Yes, yes, whether it feels like it or not, and these days are not necessarily about comfort. I don't know how many people are really comfortable right now, but you know, it's all a growth process.
It is a huge growth process. Boy, oh boy. You know, we laugh. We didn't know fully what we're getting into, and I know the council and the archangels tell us that, you know, we volunteered. But I wonder if we really knew. But here we are, and we're doing it together. So
we are doing
away
it.
We go.
Away we go. So what is our topic for next week?
The topic for next week is humility,
ooh,
twin of piety.
Okay.
And the color is red. And it's the ability, the knowledge, that alone we are rather incompetent. But united with one, we are all.
Ooh.
It's the service, blessing and virtue.
Mm.
And it's yet again a very powerful. I don't know yet who's going to step up and volunteer to be our guest, but I'm sure they're going to identify themselves shortly.
Yes, 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 that's wonderful. It was wonderful to be here with you today, Linda, and to all of you listeners. And as always, this is just such a joy to do. So we'll see you all next week.
Yes,
hopefully.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Have a great day. Love you.
All my love.
Comes otherwise, I suppose. Did I lose you? Are you still there?
Yeah, I am. You were in this.